for the two dots, for the first two dots. So she says, so Rabbi Gamliel Hazaki made this takana that you cannot do that in front of a bezdin. The worst is my tikkun olam. What was the tikkun olam that he was trying to address? Shabirchan said, like you were even learning, that the concern is the woman would not know about the bittul. The shliach would not know about the bittul. They would go ahead and get married based on this this get that she received, not knowing that the reality was that the husband was mavatul, that it's not a good get.
I'm just curious as to why we're focused on the mamzer and not also on the fact that you're creating a situation of adultery. Yeah.
Or maybe right. That's a tainu half. I mean, the pasuk is a tainu half, but I think the yisibul chav we saw, like in the more in kedushin and in the fourth parak, the presence of mamzer and klal yisrael was a very significant yichus issue, etc. So I think that's where the more is focusing more on that. Okay, Rish Lakish said because of tachanas agunas. So the more is going to explain that a little better. That so the lashon egun over here is usually egunus is used to mean a situation where the woman really halakhically should be allowed to get married, and she doesn't know that and she's stuck. Here's a situation where halakhically she would actually not be allowed to get married, but the husband, we're concerned out of the spitefulness, will be playing with her and prevent her from doing that. So she's stuck to him. Okay. So Bierkanon understands that the bezin which they were using was a bezin of two. And betray less the hukala. We assume in halacha that three people in general create much more of a publicity than two. So therefore, the bittul that he did in front of two will not become known to her. She will not hear about it and not know about it. And she'll get married, believing the get is a valid get, and therefore become mamzerim. That's the concern. She's going to know about it. So we're not worried about mamzerim, because in the vast majority of cases, she'll find out about it before she marries. And she won't marry. She won't marry. So there's no problem with mamzerim. But the problem is, you're making it easier for the husband to hold on to her. Here's a situation where finally she's about to get a get, and the husband backs out. So you really want to back out? Fine, go and tell her that. Schlep there, right? Well, that's not so easy. So he won't necessarily say, you know what? Forget it. Let it go ahead. Let the woman get divorced and move on. But if he can do it in a bezin over here, so he might do that to her. There's nice elements of evil in that, right? She gets to get and then finds out afterwards that it was no good because the husband was a vatal. It, you know, that plays with her emotions. So there's obviously the situation is not a healthy situation. So we're concerned about that he's going to be doing this to her out of spitefulness. So the only concern is the egun over here. And that which Tosfos points out, even though it's not an egun that she's halakhically really allowed, but she doesn't know. It's the opposite. She's actually halakhically not allowed. But the being in the situation where the husband can play with her like that is called egum.
When we talk about a beis din having a call, are we talking about a beis din kavua or any?
Any, yeah. Because it was. The three people have a call. That's that whole discussion in Hilchos Lashon Hara. That some which three people know about it, there's always sort of saying it over because three people know about it, it becomes known. So that's the sort over here. Rashi. We want to prevent the proliferation of mamzerim and klal Yisrael. So he also thinks shayim like Reb Nachman. So before this takana, the bezin which was required was a bezin of two, and therefore hakasinu mechay less the hukala v'lo yudah the batlay. She will not know about the woman will not know about the fact that the husband was about to get. And it's not a valid get. Well, Lominsavon should go marry based on this invalid get. The result will be Mamzerim. But Rish Lager says, this kind of Tagunus Hudika, the Atzerchine Leilach Akarov, Alishlach Shliach. He has to either go himself or send the Shliach, Mahula Yitzchok, Mechalela, Bishila Agna, just to be able to hold on to her. He's not going to do that, or it's less likely he's going to do that just to be able to have her stuck to him. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, back in the Gemara. Bitloy. After the kind of Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, that you cannot be mavatalit bimkaimai in front of two or three, however that is, you have to actually go and either send the shliach or the man has to go himself. Let's say he didn't do that, and he convened the bezdin of two or three, whatever it was, and he was mavatal the get. So bitloy mavatal divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says that if he did do it, even though he went against his takana, but the bitl is a bitl and the get's not valid, and she can't get married. It doesn't work. And only that, Lohoisi about to know. If there was some type of a condition, he wants to change the conditions, which really he has the right to do that, Mikra did until the moment of Gerishin. He cannot do that without communicating that directly to the woman. Because again, that would result in a situation where really she's not divorced because the conditions were not fulfilled, and she thinks the conditions were fulfilled, etc. Sheim Cain. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is still talking, because if you're going to allow the bittul to work, what was the power of the bezdin of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin who made this takana? What did you accomplish? Okay, so the Gemara. Okay, so according to Rabbi, what's he saying? Yes, it's the takana, you shouldn't do this. If you did it, the bittul is a bittul, and the get's not a get. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel come along and saying that the inheritance of the kana of Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin was not only that you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it doesn't work, which means Minaraisa, the bittul is a bittul, and the get's not a get, and she's not allowed to marry. And we're going to say, no, the bittul's not a bittul, the get is a get, and she can get married. So the word says, umi, so where do you find such a thing in Midaraisa, but to get Midaraisa that gets invalid, and therefore she cannot use this get and get married. Because we're concerned about keeping the actions of Bezdin and making them powerful. The woman, she's an Eshadish. How do you do that? The word says, in, yes, you could do that, because called the Makadish, so the Makadish, Aldas the Rabbana. And therefore, the Chachamim, Kimimavkiya, the Kedusha. Only Ravina the Ravashi. So we had this conversation. We had it in Yevamis. We had it in Ksuvis. So that's very nice. Ten of the Kaddish Bekaspa. If it's Mekaddish Bekasiv, so the Chama have a Kach of Hefker Bes and Hefker, and they could come along and say that this money which you gave to the woman, really it was Hefker, it wasn't yours. So he never gave her to my seclusion. But the Kaddish would be a Michael the Mamer. Some more answers. Shavur Rabbanan Lebi Loso Bilizinus. Okay, so let's see. Let's see Rashi.
So why leave out Shtar?
It's a fair question. Let's see Rashi. Okay, so the Mizrach Rashi, it's up to the upper half of the page still. A bit loy lachar tekanos v'gomliel. After Gomliel made the tekan, the person was about to be if they bezin without going himself or sending a shliach. So Rebbe says mevutzel. The avagav the over at tekanza, even though he went against the tekan of Rabbi Gomliel, but both the shlichus of the shlichus is both and the get's not a get. That's Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says you cannot be mevatel, or you cannot even lohitzel batzero im hoye bushim tana. You can't do that because otherwise my kar bezdin shatkanos Rabbi Gamliel, the bezdin of Rabbi Gamliel's tikkana weyafa. What is it good im divreim b'telam ayin is ever going to allow their actions to be negated by this individual's action? Where it says Midrash about the Gitta, she hasn't received it yet. Was that bitul as a shliach? He yoy shlucha the gerushin, and the husband was mevatel the shliach. And now we're going to say no problem, go ahead and get married based on this. Some more answers. I'd like to do one of Mekadosh. Leo's kedushin chol and kedas moshe b'Yisrael. That the kedushin should take effect kedas moshe according to the rules of the Torah b'Yisrael, which means shenhigu chachmi Yisrael, whatever institutions that the chachmi Yisrael have instituted. That goes. That's what Yisrael means. Okay. Marei heim omru, and they said sheafkiu kol kedushin shabi Yisrael ayirei get yizeh. Hilupaki shalmanas kein kitcha. So they said in a situation where a marriage eventually receives such a get, which minarais is not a get, but we're going to say that in a situation where a person receives such a get, so Bidi Eved, or whatever we call it, the Chum are going to allow the woman to get married based on such a get, because they're going to say the Kedushin retroactively was ineffective. So it's Tehna Kedush Mekas, but Iklamemer, Afkino, the Kedushin begets the Divrayan. They're going to allow a get, so it's a rebbonim to get. They're going to be mafkia the kedushin based on that get. So the money, instead of being given as kedushin purposes, will be given as a matana. And therefore, there's no kedushin. Because in the original marriage, Amanas Ken Kiddush, he married her with that understanding. Okay. Kaddish Mavia, the Kaimalom Kedushin, Miki Kach Ish Isha Ubo Allah. The Isha Miskadesh is Nami Mavia. Bia works as well. Mayaf Kata Ikalamemer Bahabia. So, what could the Chachamim do to make the Bia invalid? So the money they can make into matana. What can they do over here to make the bia invalid?
I understand the money. Why couldn't they just say, look, that money was not yours?
It was yours.
The baals. In other words, what the Chachamim are saying is that they are transforming the purpose of the money in the transaction. As opposed to, if you're saying that hefker based on hefker, then it's like, well, why can't they just say it was hefker, it wasn't your money?
Well, but see, they don't want to make it that it was that she had no rights to it, because then she had money which was gazelle, which there's no reason why she should be penalized. So saying that that it was never the husband's to give to her. So effectively they're saying it was hefker in the sense of that it was given to her, she had a right to it, but he didn't give it to her the same kedusha. So its equivalence is to matana. Rashi one place actually says lotion of hefker. Instead of matana, Rashi says hefker. So it's equivalence of hefker, of matana, because they made it hefker in his end, but she has a right to it. So he basically gave her money, which she ended up not the same kedusha. So they ask the question, so where's the Efkata? My Efkata equal the name of Bahabiyah. What's the Efkata by the case of the Bia? So more answer, Shavu Rabbanan Lahi Bia Mafreya, Ayin against that this get, which came afterwards, when this situation happens, they say that such a get will create a status retroactively that the Bia was a Bia Lusnus. Davko Shem Kedushin Minot. And they took away the status of kedushin from it. There wasn't a biyah l'shem kedushin. It was a biyah l'shem znus. So how do they have the power to do that? So bishtam by the money, they have a power to step in with hefker bez and hefker. But how they have a power to do that by the biyah? So the answer is sharei kisha kiddush amanas aminig chayk dasim kiddush. So in the original marriage, we say he's doing it along the lines of how the chachamim set up the process. So this is part of how they set it up. So Rashi says, whenever this comes up in Shas, this conversation, this is the Bashat I came up with. Marabeim had a different pshat totally, which Rashi is not doesn't like. So he's going to bring the pshat and his questions on it. So, I mean, the problem with Rashi's pshat is, like Rashi himself said before, that the phrase starts called Makadosh Dat Devon Makadosh, which means we're saying up front that the reason why this works is not because of Hefker and Hefker coming in and swooping in against his will, I mean, after it. It's because he agreed to this. They can decide. So the simple understanding is he put a tanai in the kedusha. The man through kaddish woman amanas that his father agrees. He's kaddish of the amanas that the chachamim agree. So the kiddush over here is normally, you know, we say, okay, we go to the father, says, do you agree? He says, yes, I agree. 25 years later, says, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't agree. I'm sorry, that's too late. Over here, the tanai is an open-ended tanai. At any point in time in the future, they can say, you know what? I'm sorry, we don't agree. Fine. So if that's true, so what? That applies to Bia as much as it applies to Kassif. So what's the Shaka Tari of the Gemara? The Gemara says, well, Tadot the Kassif, Kassif. What about Bia? Oh, yeah, because they're doing all Das the Chachamim, and they said it's Zeus. So what was the Shaka Tari? According to Rashi. So one place it says that the Chachamim do not like making Bias into Bias Zeus. Or the Sheetan Kassubas, I'm sorry, says. So we're wondering, would the Chachamim be willing to do that in such a situation or not? Yeah, the answer is yes, they would. But then more, it's a little bit of the Gemara. The Rabbi Zayish Pshat is going to solve that problem totally. It's very problematic for other reasons. So what's the Pshat of the Rabbi Zayish? The Rabbi Zayish Kibalti, that Marabayim told me the following Pshat. Called the Makadosh, like the Rabbanan Makadosh, that phrase that the Moor is introducing before doesn't mean a Tanai. What it means is the Kusha Kesef, the Rabbanan. The whole thing of being marrying a woman with Kesef is the Din Rabbanan. So any person is Makadosh, but Kesef is being Makadosh based on the Tekanah Rabbanan. Well, Tekanah Rabbanan are clearly in the power of the Chachamim to manipulate them and say, you know what, this Tekanah that we made, the Kesef works, is only if Nowhere in the future does such a get occur. But that's a major mouthful that Kedushin of Kesef is only Rabbanan. You didn't know that you married your wife from Rabbanan, did you? Right?
It's, I mean, and also Rambam Shita.
Yeah, we'll get there, yeah. Lord see if behead you. Al-Gamrin and Kesef, Kesef is the effort. So it's not a pasuk, it's a Xerishav. How did the Kippur? The Morris says, okay. If that's the logic, Tate is the Kaddish Bekaspa, which that is the Rabbana. The Kaddish would be the Ksiv Behedja, Ki Kach Ish Isha Ubo Allah. And Chazal Darshan Ubo Allah is referring to me, Makadisha with Bia. Somebody called the Maimar. So what about that? Hey, you clue lacquer, Dabri Minatara. The Chaman don't have power to be Oiker, a Kedush under Isa. Mashani. Shavura Abad and the Bilos Abil is Nus. So that's Kiddush number one in the Pshat of the Rabbanon. So we're not invoking any type of Tanai at all. It's their Takana, and they wrote into the Takana up front an escape clause. Fine. Some more answers. What about by Bia? More says by Bia also, again, it's not because of the, not because of Tanai, because the Chachamim up front have invalidated all Kedushins of Bia. So therefore your question is irrelevant because it never was a Kedushin to start with. Where do you see that? Any person with Kedushin of Bia, the Kedushin is invalid up front, not in an escape clause down the road. Up front, it's not valid. Where do I see that? Rav Mangin Amandim Mekadosh B'Bia Mishu Pitzusa. Rav would give Malkus for people in Mekadosh B'Bia because it's considered a pitzus to take a woman in such a form as opposed to formally marry her and then as a wife take her for B'Bia. So, Grashi, which was cautious, yes, whatever. There are very hard questions over here. Chad of Xerishava, Gufa, Tarahi. Xerishava is a form of Torah. Shayla Laman, Lamdon, Iskolin, Elab Xerishava. All of the examples of Niskolin is supposed to give Chayubi Mrs. Bezdin. So it basically says Skila in one place, or it says by Oyvin Yudoni, and it says Demeim Bom. Chazalmek Xerishava. That every place it says Demeim Bom or Doma Boy, etc. So they're also Niskolin. So the Mises Kadek is considered much easier than Mises Skila. So we're going giving people a more harsher Misa based on Gzera Shava. That's the Rabbanon? You can't do that. That's the Raisa. Okay. Fine. Menoiser Shubakaris, Gzera Shava Lamadnu. The person who's going to be a Karmachat is based on that. So don't Gzera Shava. Number one. Question number two is Nara Hamurasa. So what's the case of Nara Hamurasa that she's still a psula? She's a Raisa married. She's Chayav Misa. But she's still a psula. Nereg is because Kesef. She's killed based on the fact, based on her Kedusha. What was the Kedusha? It wasn't Bia. So it means Kedusha was Kesef. If the whole Kedusha Kesef is Rabbanon, so Mimitla, why should she be killed? And like, what should, we're having a case in the Pasuk which doesn't exist till the Chomei does the Kana later on. I mean, it doesn't work. Void the Kamashani Shavua Rabbanon. So hey, he matzu the shavuye bilas nus hoder aisihi. So if you're not invoking a tanai, so exactly how do the chachamim come in and make this bila invalid? What power do they have to do that without a tanai? So you're avoiding the whole tanai thing, which is good because. He didn't say it. That what you said, Kadosh Hashem Yisrael, is like a later formula. What about the guy who says, I'm not doing Al Dasa Chachamim? What happens then? So this Tanai thing is not Kishmak. So that they're, so, but once you take out the Tanai out of the picture, so what exactly is their power to make this be into be as Nus? Okay. And furthermore, Chiyomer and Rav Mangid Amanda Mekadosh Babia Kedushin Mi'aloi Bali. We don't see that Rav was about to the Kedushin. We just said Rav gave a punishment. Where do you see that Rav was about to the Kedushin? Elohava had the rice. So the Kesim is the rice and B is the rice.
We don't know when that time is.
So the power of the Chachamim in a battle, mimnei shebishas kedushin tola b'daitam lekadosh kedas shenhigo Chachamim b'Yisrael. So we assume that the das of the mekadshim was to follow the procedures which the Chachamim have established in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, he's doing a Jewish marriage. Well, Jewish marriage means that the rabbis have input. How you define? That. So then the Shaka Tanya of the Gemara is again like is a little bit funny, because so then we knew that's the how it works, that's why Mekesev it works. So what's the Shaka Tanya of the Gemara? Fine. Now few points. So this Shaka Tanya of the Gemara comes up in a few places in Shas. So we had it in Yevamos in the sugya of Yesh Kavya Chom Nachar Dover Min HaTorah B'Kum Baasei. So the Gemara suggested this Mishnah, or this Brisa actually of Rav Gamliel says that in Kimach Kavya Besan Yofa. The Gemara says, well, you see the Min HaKavya B'Kum Baasei. The Gemara goes through the same Shaka Tanya, no. Etc. That's one place where it comes up. It's going to come up. It comes up in Gemara Bava Basra. That Tzluya Bezavin. The Gemara says you said that Tzluya Bezavin Zvini Zvini. In general, many people would sell things. Sell things because there's a pressure, they need money. They're not necessarily interested in parting with the item, but they feel pressure, they need the money. So the Morris says, what about a case where Isurim aside, Loisachman, etc., right? Reuben goes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, I want to buy the thing. Shimon says, no, I'm interested in selling it. So Reuben says, no problem. He takes Shimon and he hangs him better after. He says, listen, here's the deal. You sell, I'll pay you. No problem. I'm not going to steal. I'm not a god of. You pay, I take you down. Okay. If you accept the money and let me take the item where everybody's good. You don't accept it, I knock out the table and you have a... It's your choice. She says, okay. Discretion is the better part of valor. He accepts the money, it sells. Morris says, it's a valid sale. He's only selling under duress. Morris says, many sales are under duress. People are always selling things that they don't want to sell because they need the money. So the fact he accepted the money and there was duress, so it doesn't invalidate the sale. So Morris says, okay. Kedushin is the form of the woman selling herself to the man. So the man gives her the money and does the same thing, you know. I'm not advising this for marriage purposes, right? But right? So Morris says that the Chomer of Kiyah the Kedusha. Because who was Shalach HaHagin? He was Shalach HaHagin. He did something which is inappropriate to do, to force someone to marry him. So they said, I'm sorry, we can't do this. And they're Mekiyah the Kedusha. Now over there, the Morris does not say, like most Rishon LeGeir says, so they do not say the phrase called him kaddish, that rabbanu mekaddish, because over here this is not a future event which is going to eventually come and retroactively invalidate. This is b'shas mai, so they say, I'm sorry, unacceptable. So that's just simply half kibbutz and half kibbutz. And the more it goes to the same conversation, the more it's okay, very nice. When if you mean a kaddish or b'kassif, which is that's the scenario, what about the kaddish for bia, right? What would happen over there, right? So she was from Kabbalah and Bia, etc. And so the more it says, no, fine. That's a different concept. The first step of the more for sure is it's not a Tanai issue. The Chomer is stepping in, putting their foot down, and saying, I'm sorry, we're not going to allow such a. She don't need called him a Kaddish, I'll do a Kaddish. The Gemara Yubamas also, we had it in Yubamas twice. We had it in Yubamas enough Tzadi. We had it in Yubamas enough Kufyud. It was also a case which the Chachamim weren't mafkiyat retroactively based on something in the future, but at the time, in real time, they said, no, we're not going to accept this. And again, there's a question of the gears. I don't remember the case of whether it confused. But the Shaka Tari of these Gemaras, where it's everything is really, right now everything is fine, all waiting for it. The Chachamim might change their mind down the road, because he's agreeable to that. It's not a civil hefker and hefker. Civil hefker and hefker. B'shas mai, so we said, I'm sorry, this was not, it wasn't yours. Over here, it really was your money for the last 55 years. And now, retroactively, it wasn't your money. That's a very interesting hefker and hefker. So the Mora doesn't say it based on hefker and hefker. The Mora says it based on called out Kaddish, I died to Donna Makaddish. So, means they up front put in place, listen, if you do X, this is Kedushin money. If you do Y, it's not Kedushin money. Right? That's how they set it up. If that happens in the future, that's a different, but it's all because you agreed to that up front. So it's a very funny Gemara according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara. That's what the Rabbi says. Pshat has an advantage, but the Rashi's problems with it are very significant. The Rambam also calls Kedushin Rabbanan Divrei Seferim. But the Reis Kalim point out that the Rambam uses Lashon Divrei Seferim for other Gzeiros Shabbos as well. It doesn't mean it's Rabbanan, it means it's something which Rambam sometimes uses the phrase Divrei Seferim to mean something which the Chachamim's drashas, etc., are involved in it. Not that it's a Rabbanan. That's a simple understanding of the Rambam. Okay. Okay. Fine. Okay, a little bit difficult. There's interesting choices over here. That this Tosis has the Afkidah Rabbanan the Kedushin Minei. Tosis asked the Kasha. So back in the second parak, we want to find an Eitzah how the husband can save his wife, who's his niece. So the Chum made this. The idea of putting his man in the get, otherwise he would sometimes, she was Mazana and he'll try and save her. Normally the husband's not motivated to do that. He's Mazana, he's not interested in saving her. But it's his niece, so he'll do that. So here's the Eitzah. She's a Mazana. I send her a get. Then we mavatal it shloi b'faneha. And they have the sheikh give the get. And then retroactively, she never was married. So she's saved. Can't kill her. Tosis says, if that the mice in that case, it's a nice subterfuge and it works. Okay. So the issue with her and Daf Yud Zayin was, she really is Chai of Misa, and we're letting her get off scot-free because of the game. Over here, she's not Chai of Misa at the end. Okay, so he saved her. So legal loopholes are legal loopholes. Then Torah says, Akasha, why is it every case of Eishas Ish Hasra Sufik? How can you be Chai of the Baal and the Nivellus Misa it's theoretically possible that this situation will play out. It's not a varai. Stoyson says Monteris Roiv allows you to do that. Roiv says that it doesn't happen in the majority of cases, so that's not an issue. Stoyson says second Teretz, there's a chazaka. Right now she's Muslim, there's an exodish. So we deal with it as what we have in front of us. We have a reality. Chazaka's realities are assumed to be realities. So we know otherwise. So this is an interesting case of chazaka. The average case of chazaka, even after the change, it doesn't work retroactively. Over this situation, after the change, retroactively means our reality was wrong. Tosfos chazaka still allows us to assume the reality in front of us as the reality until we know otherwise. So that's interesting connection in the world of chazaka, which Tosfos adds over here, which is not obvious in the vast majority of cases of chazaka. Okay.